Manipal Group's Ranjan Pai submits bid for Byju's.
BPMs ride the AI wave, outpacing IT peers.
India's rupees 1 lakh crore bet on quantum and chips.
Real money gaming ban Flutter takes 556 million hit on Jungly.
Physicswala IPO closes with nearly 2x subscription on day 3.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Kavya, we start with a breaking news update in the edtech space. Manipal Group's Ranjan Pai has officially submitted a bid for Think & Learn, the parent company of Byju's.
That's right. The company, once India's most valuable startup, is now in bankruptcy proceedings. And this bid marks a very critical step in what could be Byju's biggest restructuring move yet.
So Manipal Education and Medical Group, or MEMG, has been steadily increasing its footprint in education. It already holds about 58% in Akash Educational Services. That's the test prep arm that Byju's had acquired in 2021.
If the bid goes through, Ranjan Pai's Manipal Group now have the choice to acquire either the entire Think & Learn business or just select assets including Akash, White Hat Junior, Topper and GeoGebra.
Bhavya, I think what Ranjan Pai is trying to do here is essentially ring fence Akash from all this chaos. Because remember, Think & Learn still owns a stake in Akash. So by acquiring Think & Learn, he in a sense gets more control and will be able to consolidate the position that he already holds in Akash. So the next few weeks will be key in determining how much value can actually be recovered from this once high-flying decacon. Now, from edtech to enterprise tech, a fascinating turnaround story is playing out in the outsourcing world. We're talking about BPMs, or business process management firms, like Genpact, EXL and FirstSource. These companies were once seen as the back office of the IT world, but now they are outpacing the IT giants thanks to AI and automation.
Yes, Genpact, for instance, is now closing in on the $5 billion revenue mark. That's no small feat for a company that started out handling transaction-heavy processes. Now, AI has completely reshaped their playbook. They are not just analyzing business data. They are embedding AI directly into workflows as well. Imagine a telecom operator using an AI bot that not only chats with customers, but also updates billing and accounts instantly. That's what BPM firms are doing today.
So the data tells the story. EXL's data and AI business now makes up over half its revenue. Genpact gets 48% from Datatech AI, and FirstSource is repositioning itself around something it calls un-BPO.
Yes, even investors are taking notice. EXL's P ratio, that is price to earnings ratio, is around 27 compared to Infosys at 23 and Cognizant at 17. And FirstSource, if we look at it, it's nearly 40.
What's interesting is that while BPMs are embedding AI at the heart of daily business operations, IT firms are still focusing on system modernization, so the value capture is faster for the BPM players.
Yes, Capgemini's recent acquisition of WNS also points to that, a strong signal that BPM-led firms with AI and data capabilities are now strategic buys. Though analysts caution that BPM deals are still smaller in size and enterprise are testing waters with shorter contracts, the big picture is clear that the lines between IT and business process management are blurring very fast.
From outsourcing to innovation, India has just launched a massive 1 lakh crore rupees research, development and innovation scheme under the Anusandhan National Research Foundation.
Yes, this is aimed at strengthening the country's deep tech ecosystem, covering areas like quantum technologies, semiconductors and AI. Now, the RDI scheme seeks to address long-standing gaps in deep tech funding, which is, you know, it backs projects like quantum computing, architectures, quantum key distribution systems and even quantum software.
On the semiconductor side, it's prioritizing chip design, fabrication, and high-precision electronic systems, critical steps if India wants to build an end-to-end chip ecosystem.
Yes, and it doesn't stop there. In fact, the fund will also back development of neuromorphic processors, chips that mimic the human brain, and edge AI accelerators, which make AI processing more efficient at the device level.
There's also a push for AI projects focused on India-specific problems, be it agriculture, healthcare, or education, along with AI safety frameworks and indigenous AI chips. Let's move to the gaming industry then, where there's been a major financial hit for Flutter Entertainment, the global betting giant that owns Jungly Games.
Yes, Flutter has taken an impairment charge of over $550 million, roughly 4,900 crore rupees, after Jungly shut down its real money gaming operations in India.
So the decision came after India's new law that bans online money games involving user deposits, with the expectation of winnings, a direct blow to Rummy and fantasy gaming platforms. Jungly operated Jungly Rummy and House Art with a combined user base of around $150 million. Flutter had invested over $230 million in the company since 2021. So this is a big write down.
Yes, the company's CEO Peter Jackson called the regulatory shift extremely disappointing and said the company will now shift focus on free-to-play content as it reassesses its future in India. And it's also another sign that the regulatory environment for online gaming in India remains volatile, and that even big global players are feeling the burn. Like Nazara Technologies booked a one-time impairment charge of around 914 crore rupees on its PokerBaazi investment, pushing it to a rupees 33.9 crore of loss in quarter two of financial year 2026. In fact, Paytm also saw its profit fall 83% to 21 crore rupees after a 190 crore of hit on loans to its gaming platform, which is First Games.
And in October, Delta Corp also wrote off 450 crores tied to its gaming ventures as regulatory changes continue to weigh on the real money gaming sector. And finally, let's get some updates from Dalal Street. Physicswala's 3,480 crore IPO wrapped up with healthy investor demand today.
Yes, the EdTech Unicorns IPO was subscribed 1.8 times overall by the final day after a somewhat quiet start.
The offer includes a fresh issue of 3,100 crore and an offer for sale of 380 crores priced between 103 and 109 rupees per share.
Yes, some details on the subscription here. Retail investors fully subscribed their portion, while qualified institutional buyers went almost three times over, and non-institutional investors lagged a bit at 48%.
The strong finish suggests that despite all the noise around the EdTech sector and Baidu's troubles, investors will still see value in selectively placed players like Physicswala. Listing day will be worth watching, especially to see if sentiment spills over to other EdTech or tech IPOs in the pipeline.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the tech and startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.